Hi, I'm Mike, and I've been listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast forever.
Show number 643. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician and host of this show. And this podcast is here to build a diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artists. Let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. See, musicians depend on your support and generosity to keep making music. So please find a way to support them. Buy a CD, an album pen, shirt, digital download, or join their community on Patreon. There's a lot of these artists are on Patreon as well. Just like this podcast. You can find a link to all the artists in the show notes, along with showtimes when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And if you are a Celtic musician or in a Celtic band, or if you want to find out more about the podcast in general, first off, you don't have to send any music to be a part of the show. You just send an email to gift@bestcelticmusic.net, gift@bestcelticmusic.net. That will get you a free ebook, Celtic Musician's Guide to Digital Music. And if you normally listen through Google Podcasts, remember it is closing down this year and you will need to find a new podcast player. I usually recommend Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict, but you can also find it on Amazon Music, and Overcast is at my preferred podcast player. So, but that's a Apple only. So we're funding new merch in 2024. It's all part of the Make 100 Kickstarter campaign. We're funding 100 Celtic pens, 100 Celtic CDs, and 100 Celtic shirts as part of this new campaign. You can sign up for our pre-launch page to be the first to support the podcast at markgunn.com/Kickstarter. I'll take you straight over to the Kickstarter page. All right. We kicked off the show with Bon Homme Setter with Fort Bay from their album Colors of Time. They're brand new to the podcast. Welcome. And next up is Haneke Castle with Katrina McJoy's jig, Sierra Fiddle Circles Compliments to the Girls of the Mazzini Quetu from Dot the Dragon's Eyes. Thank you.
in the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, I got no place to go. Out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here on the grass, where the cold wind blows. Now the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. Now there she goes, my friend, she's a-rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar, see the silver wing on high. She's away and westward bound, far above the clouds she flies. Where the morning rain don't fall, and the sun always shines, she'll be flying over my home. In about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me. But I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I could be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. Like you can a freight train. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. Thank you. Sauvignon on a day. She dressed herself in man's array, with a sword and pistol by her side, to meet her love, her own true love, away did ride. And as she rode over the plains, she spied her love and made him stand and deliver man's achieve. Or if you do not, I'll shoot you dead. Robbed him of his golden star, yet still she craved that one thing more, that diamond ring which I see you wear. Hand it o'er, your life I'll spare. This diamond ring I'll never part, for it's a token of my sweetheart. So shoot and be damned there, rogue city, and you'll be hanged for murdering me.
after Haneke Castle came Outbound Traveler with Early Morning Rain from Go On and Wander, then Juha Rossi with The Parting Glass from Irish Tunes on Mandolin, and we finish up the set with Sauvé by Joseph Michael from brand new single. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? Please email me at CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to see a picture of what you're doing while listening or a band that you saw recently. David Odolini emailed from Silver Spring, Maryland, just dropping you a note to say thank you. Your podcasts are wonderful and I listen to them all the time. They bring joy at all times of the year. You are very welcome, Dave. I grew up in Maryland, Silver Spring in particular, so I was always happy to see Silver Spring pop up when it happens. But that was a long time ago. I think I guess it was grade school was my time. Brookhaven Elementary, yep. Sean Webster emailed a photo. Greetings. Today I'm patching a concrete floor following a sewer line repair. The podcast makes this work much more tolerable. Thank you for another great episode. And I love the picture. Thank you, Sean. The picture of the concrete floor being repaired. And you can come do ours next. Christopher Patrick of the band Fitzblarney emailed some Christmas photos from Salem, Massachusetts, and he wrote, "Hello, Mark. Wanted to share, for Christmas this year, I finally got my Bluetooth receiver for my car. This means I can now start my day listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast on my daily commute. My commute to work being only 20 to 30 minutes, I get to travel home listening to it, too. I've just finished listening to your Celtic Christmas episode and was very impressed with the tunes, especially the creative arrangements. This gave me so many ideas for future arrangements with my Celtic music band, Fitzblarney. We actually began as an acoustic Celtic Christmas trio, comprised of myself and my two sisters. Since then, we have taken on my brother and brother-in-law and also play non-Christmas Irish Celtic music. In fact, this past December, we were asked to play at the historic Salem House Tour. In essence, people with historic houses open them up to the public to walk through and see their Christmas displays. Musicians like ourselves set up and create some Christmassy background music. This year we were playing in the chapel of St. Peter's Church, founded in 1733. We also did our acoustic brunch at O'Neill's Pub, also in Salem, Massachusetts. I have attached a couple pictures for you. Thank you for all you do. My commutes sound great now." There's nothing like a Bluetooth receiver to on our older cars. My old Honda is in the similar fashion. Although nowadays I end up wearing my AirPods because I can barely hear this car. It's going to need replacing soon. Finally, Tim Hughes sent a photo while walking our tripod dog Kinder on the bike path on a wintry morning in Madison, Wisconsin, and it looks just spectacular. Living in the South, I don't get to see snow much. I was hoping we'd see some over the holidays, but no such luck. All right, let's get back to the music. W. Ed Harris is up next with the Sligo Maid from The Cares of Tomorrow Can Wait. Thank you.
with the bricks and the bones. Old black rag, sticks and stones. Gorslet flame and a black suit wall. Picture frames with the guys in the dark. No color after dark, only shadows know what's in your heart. Then I go ship town with the dust and the rust, ringing bells, forgotten trust. Killing time for the rats and the cats, all walking tall with the switchblade hats. No color after dark, only shadows know what's in your heart. Up and wash away lost goodbyes. Only the river knows. In the backyard court with the broken rules, stolen dreams, handmade tools. Eyes in the dark, watching your back. Alibis fall through the cracks. No color after dark, only shadows know what's in your heart. Rain down, feel the sky. Open up and wash away lost goodbyes. Only the river knows. Sundown silver flashes fill the sky. Did the echoes leave their mark? Cut right through your heart. Only the river knows. City walls with the bricks and the bones. Old black rag, sticks and stones. Torchlit flame, black suit wall. Picture frames with the guys in the dark. No color after dark, only shadows know what's in your heart. Rain down, feel the sky. Open up and wash away lost goodbyes. Only the river knows. I know.
So one of my favourite tracks from the Where All Ghosts Meet album is our version of The Wild Rover. This was a surprise to me because it's a song I've known since I was very, very young, and there are very prominent versions of it. So when the idea was brought to kind of reimagine this song, I wasn't sure how it was going to go. So originally this song was an English folk song, but became very popular through Irish band The Dubliners, as well as being sung in pubs and at events across Scotland, Ireland, England, and some other countries that are influenced by folk music too. But The Dubliners version would be the one that I would know best. It's one that was recorded in the 60s and is played as a drinking song, which is really interesting considering the song itself is actually kind of about finding sobriety. But their song version, it's filled with a lot of gusto and a lot of energy. So when we brought this to the studio, we kind of wanted to look at what it would mean to create more of a kind of lullaby-esque vibe to it, I suppose. So what we did was look at the melody and see what it would mean to change the key and what it would mean to create a kind of more haunting version of this song. So that's what we came out with in the end, and it was really interesting, and also really interesting to see how that affected the lyrics and the storyline, as well as our fiddler Adam Summerhays placing a new verse at the end, which kind of changes the whole message of the story of the song. But overall, it's a really interesting version, and I think it brings something new to the reimagining of what this song could be and what this song is to people. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
I've been a wild rover for many's the year, and I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more, and it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more. I can have any day, and it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more. Opened wide with delight, she said, I have a whiskies and wines of the best, and the words that you told me were only in jest, and it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never. Thank you. their prodigal son. And when they caress me as oft times before, oh, I never will play the wild rover no more. So I bought from her whiskey and wines of the best, and then lay on my back with the knife in my chest, as she took from my pockets the rest of my gold. And she stood there and laughed as my body went cold. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. And it's no,
after W. Ed Harris came Mick Clark with The River from The River EP. Then came Sean Healy with View from The Quarang from his album Drum Magical. And we finished up the set with A Story by The Har. And that is, of course, of their story, The Wild Rover, from their album Where Old Ghosts Meet. And The Har are actually going out on tour starting in February all around the UK. You can also see their striking music video of Wild Rover, which I really love. It's just a woman dancing by the seaside, and something about it is just very engaging. I added that to our featured video playlist that is now on YouTube. So you'll find that link in the show notes as well. But go to thehar.ie if you want to check them out. That's H-A-A-R. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. You are amazing. It is because of your generosity that you get to hear so much great Celtic music each and every week. Your kindness pays for our engineer, graphic designer, Celtic Music Magazine editor, promotion of the podcast, and allows me to buy the music I play here. It also pays for my time creating the show each and every week. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20. You get standalone episodes, and you get a private feed to listen to the show, all that for as little as $1 per episode. A special thanks to our new and continued patrons of the podcast, Sharon Sloan and Ed Yother. Thank you so much. Now, I also did make a change this year. You can now follow the podcast on Patreon and get episodes a little bit sooner than the ones that come out on the public feed. Now, of course, if you are a patron, you'll get an RSS feed so you can actually, you know, just put in your podcast player and enjoy. And of course, you'll also get the music only episodes. So go check that out. Patreon is, while it's always been a very important part of this podcast since, you know, since I started it, eight years ago, it is becoming even more important to the success of this podcast. So if you want to support the podcast, go do just that. And of course, here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge each and every week. $1, $5, $25. Make sure to cap how much you want to spend per month. Number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. That'll take you straight over to Patreon to support the show. I'm getting closer to finishing up the itinerary for the Celtic invasion of the Isle of Man. That's where we're going this summer. We are all booked up, but I am considering other invasions. So if you want to be a part of one, go to CelticInvasion.com, sign up to the mailing list there, and I'll let you know as soon as I have more details, if they happen. I mean, otherwise it might happen next year, but I might have a second one this summer. I'm still checking things out. All right, Strings and Things is a new band to the show. This is a track called Jig Time. It's from their album The Unsolicited Dance.
Out of the Subway shakes her up, but she still looks pretty. He's a big man with a small, small promise. Takes her uptown, but she knows where his head is. So don't turn around. She's got a new life, but the time's still ticking. She found her graduation was only the beginning. A lot of lost loves and some wild, wild wishes. Got herself together, but she still has dirty dishes. So don't turn around. She's not fine, but she's alright. Falls asleep with a phone every night. So far gone, but she's got a long way to go. Don't turn around. Don't turn around. It's a hot day with a cool, cool stride. The road opened up, but she can't afford the ride. It's a big time with small, small steps. She'll save a few for later, else you have nothing left. So don't turn around. She's not fine, but she's alright. Falls asleep with a phone every night. So far gone, but she's got a long way to go. She's not mine, but that's alright. Got a new life and I've got mine. Wasn't wrong, but we had nowhere to go. It wasn't wrong, but we had nowhere to go. Don't turn around. She's not fine, but she's alright. Falls asleep with the phone every night. So far gone, but she's got a long way to go. She's not mine, but that's alright. Got a new life and I've got mine. Wasn't wrong, but we had nowhere to go. Go. Don't turn around.
After Strings and Things came Fearin with Out of the Air and Organic Ross from The Long Lunch. Then the Stern Wheelers with Don't Turn Around, a new single from them. Then we finish up the set with Catherine Tickle and The Darkening with Highway to Hermitage from Cloud Horizons. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2024. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2024 episode. You have just 3 weeks to vote this year. So go vote. And you can also follow our playlist on Spotify or our playlist on YouTube. Those are two new playlists for you to follow. I highly recommend them. So go check it out. We're going to finish up the show with Emer Arkins with Father Bernie's and Farewell to Milltown and Maldibon Chapel from her album, What's Next. And What's Next is more music next week. I think I have a story from the Celtic Kitchen Party to share. So stick around for that. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to follow the show. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Finally, remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.